For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besyana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
We've all got hobbies, but how expensive are your hobbies? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy. TJ and Hope are with us as well.
And I can't speak when I talk to Steve, my husband, about it's fishing derby season. Okay, so him and our son will go for 2-3 days at a time for the next several weeks and go lay on a riverbank and try to catch fish that are tagged and usually worth money. So that's how he justifies spending a boatload on lures. I'm like, there's no way you don't already have every single lure. Nope. I need it in red and in blue. And I was like, why do you need it?
And some of the rods and reels can be expensive too.
So we got a new rod and it's really, really long. He's like, that way I don't have to go down into the water. Then he gets waders. I go, I thought this is why you got the longer rod. So you didn't have to get. So he's got the new waders. He's like, wouldn't Liam look cute in a matching pair? I'm going to order Liam some waders too. I'm like, wow. I go, you could catch every fish in this derby. No way you're even going to make break even on this. However, with that being said, I say it tongue in cheek because he doesn't get on me about my painting furniture hobby. And that thing costs a fortune. I buy furniture transfers and decoupage
paper. I thought you were selling all that fancy stuff you work on for lots of money.
No, nobody will spend lots of money on anything. Nobody has it. If I were to sell it on like Etsy or something and then ship it to somewhere, but I just sell it locally on Facebook Marketplace.
So you're not even breaking even?
Not even breaking even.
Wow.
Because no. Usually I have to buy the piece. Then I like the top of the line paint, so that's usually, I don't know, $40 for a little container. Then you get $38 for this and $40 for that, and all of a sudden you've got like over $200 in it, and somebody's like, will you take $150 for it?
So you're not doing it to make money at this point. It's fun and therapeutic for you.
Correct. I've made zero money.
Yeah. Hope, do you have any hobbies outside of your dog?
Well, I guess you could call my influencing a hobby turned business, just me trying to justify, you know, spending money. Cause it was like, well, if I go to this restaurant and I post about it, it's really just an excuse for me to like go out to eat and go places.
Go look
call
at cool
it a hobby.
Stuff.
Mine would be camping.
Yes.
And I know you make fun and say, you already have a house. What do you need all that stuff for? Mm-hmm. I just love being outside. I love the whole experience, but it is not cheap. You can go and get a Walmart tent for $50.
Yeah.
And a sleeping bag for $25 and then just brown bag your food. You can do that. I may have perhaps gone a little crazy over the top with a truck that's got a camper in the back of it. By the way, if anybody needs a nap, it's always available.
That's good to know.
Thank you so much for offering.
It's right over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've all got hobbies, some of them a little more expensive than others. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. We were talking about some of the things like Steve loves to fish, which is not... It could be an expensive hobby. You could make it inexpensive. I like to camp. And we asked our listeners on the station Facebook page, what's your expensive hobby? And a couple of these are pretty obvious, like vacationing and stuff like that. But Heather said crocheting.
Yes.
I would not think that would be a super expensive hobby.
No, it is. Crocheting, it's ridiculous what they want for yarn. It really is. Because you guys know I went through a time where I was making blankets. I bet it cost me $60 at least a blanket. And that was even when, quote unquote, they were on sale. The little bunches were on sale. Because it doesn't, you don't get much out of that little, I don't know, bunch of yarn.
Right.
Yeah, I can't afford to quilt anymore.
Carla says plants and more plants. So yeah. Carla apparently has a plant problem. We had talked about gardening. You were working on yours, Hope.
Spent an hour on my very extensive garden on Friday night. It's like 4 feet by 6 feet. It's massive.
It's a flower bed on the side of her house.
TJ literally rolls her eyes every time you call it a garden. God.
I filled half a contractor bag of weeds and I could keep going.
Are you going to plant anything or are you just weeding?
Well, there's a lot of flowers already coming up. Like there's a lot of bulbs of something that are sprouting. Rumor has it they're irises.
Okay.
According to my neighbors. So kind of waiting to see what comes up. There's some things that I was like, I knew were weeds. Other things were questionable if they didn't have blooms yet. And I was like, it's got to come out. There's too much junk in here.
Yeah, that's... I'd just rip it all out and start over.
Even the bulbs?
Well...
You could replant them, couldn't you?
You could.
Move them.
Well, I had to replant some of them because I was ripping out weeds so aggressively. The Wi-Fi wires got all messed up. I was tilling the land. It was very extensive.
You have a tiller?
It was like a rake thing. I found the woman who lived there previously. I didn't realize how many garden supplies she had left on the side of the unit. They were like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Covered by all these weeds, I like, I'm pulling things out. I was like, oh my God, look at all these tools. They've just been sitting
here.
She's
lived there a year.
She just noticed
them. And she's like, there's tools over here.
Well, this is another entry in my It's Tough Being a Girl book. It's Billy Kidd with the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ and Hope is with us as well.
You know, I admire women that tell the truth. Because growing up, you know, reading magazines, you'd see all these pictures of celebrities and be like, oh, I want Miley Cyrus's hair. I want Jennifer Aniston's hair. And it was always like, my hair's never going to look like that. Well, I appreciate the women who are coming out showing that they have fake hair. Kelsey Ballerini, added to the list. People I love. Yeah. Wore a wig her entire tour. And finally revealed her wig named Rufus.
It was on the TikTok. I saw this too.
Shows her taking off her wig and her natural hair. But there's just so many women who, like, you just think, you know, did they just get blessed with the best gene pool? It's like they just have money to be able to buy wigs and extensions and maintain all that. But
see, that video, I was fascinated by that particular video because I know that women do the extensions, but she had full-blown glued to her forehead wig all the way back. And she's got hair. It's not like she's got, you know, little short haircut. She's got a full head of hair.
She wanted to be able to take it off.
Apparently.
Clearly. Because extensions, I've had them before. Once and only once and never again. And it was many, many moons ago, but
Were you the kind that stayed in for a while, or the kind that you just clipped in and took out?
They're heavy. They're uncomfortable. They rip your hair out throughout time. You got to keep up maintenance. So, yeah, if I had a choice between putting that on or just extensions, I would never do extensions again. They hurt. But Carrie Underwood, it's not all her hair. Carly Pierce, we already know, has fake hair. So, I mean, it's a big thing. That women, I don't think we have the same issue with men in country music.
No.
Morgan Wallen, was that really his hair? Yes.
Think any of them are rocking toupees?
I don't know. Now, that would be a day. That would be a day when someone's like, hey, y'all, and they take off their
wig. Kenny Chesney, when he was younger, had a full head of hair when he first started. And he's been bald for so long that it wasn't, I don't think it was a choice, a fashion choice. I think it was there's a point where it's just too far gone. And you're either going to go the fake route or you're just going to shave it off. And as a guy, you have that option. But on TikTok, I see a lot of ads, and they might be pointed at me because I'm a bald guy, where they have the hair systems. And the guys go in and they shave the top of their head and they put this thing on. All of a sudden they look 20 years younger and all of a sudden the guys are smiling and happy. And I was like, oh.
Women want them. Men want to be them.
That's right. That ain't me. Another spring, another mess on our front patio here at Odyssey in downtown Rochester. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. There are pigeons that live above our front door and poop all over the front steps. It is gross.
Listen, it's the time of year where it's spring. We're going to be laying eggs. We have a robin. Okay. We finally got close enough to see what kind of bird it is. Now, normally this time of year, we have a floodlight above a door near our garage.
There's always a nest on top of those things.
Why the floodlight? I don't know if it's what it is.
Maybe it keeps them warm when it goes on.
I don't know.
A little bit.
Every year we usually catch it just when there's a few pieces of straw there. Well, she's already built herself. I mean, it's like mud. It's like a mud. It looks like a hard mud nest with a whole bunch of straw hanging down. And I was like, Steve, we can't now because she sits in there and you can only see like the top of her head.
Oh, you can't. Now that the condo's built, you can't.
I go, I can't. We can't do that. And he's looking down the driveway and he goes, where is all this stuffing from? And I go, stuffing? He goes, yeah, see that right there? She's got stuffing up there and it's all up the driveway. So his old Durango has rust on the bumper. That bird got into his bumper, okay, and got like the absorbing material. It almost looks like foam, but when it comes off, it looks like a cushiony material.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Got that out and made a nest out of it. It's in the nest. And it took us, I was like, was is the bird getting into our cars? He's like, I think it's tearing up our seats. I was like, that's ridiculous.
Not only is a bird squatting on your property, it's stealing your material to make its nest.
It's stealing the material out of my husband's rusty car. I have never heard of such a thing, but we absolutely are not going to move it. So he gets on the phone with his mother and she's like, get rid of it. It's going to poop everywhere. It's going to be a mess. And I'm like, I don't think we can at this point. We're just going to have to deal with the mess.
We had one build. So we may have left our garage door open for like a week during one spring a couple of years ago. And a bird was in the garage and built a nest on top of the garage door opener.
Okay.
We couldn't close the garage door with the opener because the chain would have pulled the nest down.
The nest.
Because of the angle that it was at.
So you just left it open all year?
I disconnected it and I closed it by hand.
Okay.
I'm like you. It's already there.
I'm like, oh my God. I can't. Look at what they got into the bumper. She's worked so hard on this.
There was a whole family there. What, am I going to evict the whole family? I'm not heartless.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.